Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32.
He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches."
Now, today's devotional reflection, the 1965 Hal David, Burt Bacharach title, "What the World Needs Now is Love," is as valid an idea as it was in 1965. It was also a genuine thought nearly 2,000 years ago, when Jesus said that one tiny mustard seed could grow into a large enough garden plant for birds to nest. Jesus reminds us that the smallest seeds can grow into the largest harvest. Tiny seeds of hate can grow into war. Likewise, little seeds of love can grow into large crops of care, compassion, and empathy. As we have mentioned, Jesus used many agrarian examples because his audience primarily consisted of people who worked the ground. The smallest seeds that any Palestinian farmer in the first century would have known about were mustard seeds. It was the smallest of all their typical seed, yet it could grow into a plant large enough to support life. In Israel, the black mustard seed typically evolves into a bush with heights of up to 12 feet, ample room to hold a bird in its nest. A seed every Christian should sow is genuine concern for others. Chuck recalls a time he was able to sow such a seed. He writes, "I had been under the weather for 2 weeks. During that time, I had someone call who I did not know, but they needed to talk and asked if I would speak with them face to face. I explained that I had a fever. The individual said, 'I'm not afraid of catching anything. Can we please talk?' I had the opportunity to be present and in the moment with that person. To be genuinely concerned for others, even when we are not at our personal best, is a way of sowing tiny seeds of love. The scriptures remind that God is pleased with such sacrifices. Acts of service are also seeds of love that every Christian can sow. Too often, Christians forget that they are serving the people around them. As they grow in their knowledge of Christ, they begin to feel self-importance and look to others for service because of their position. Yes, grow in your understanding of Christ, but please crucify feelings of superiority. Christians are called to serve, not to be served. We are not greater than our Master. Since the world still needs love, we look for ways to sow tiny seeds of love every day. I pray these seeds will mature into large harvests impacting the present world and our eternal kingdom." Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.